This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Let's turn now to some research that may help cancer patients understand what they're experiencing during chemotherapy. There's fatigue, nausea, and other side effects, including one commonly called chemo brain. Patients describe feeling as if they're in a mental fog. As NPR's Patty Naiman reports, researchers say they have now detected physical evidence of chemo brain.
Yolanda Hunter, 41 years old, is a breast cancer patient. She started chemotherapy about this time last year. Around the third day, she noticed she was having a hard time concentrating.
I couldn't think of words that I wanted to say. I knew what I wanted to say. There was a disconnect from my brain to my mouth. In the beginning, I couldn't even remember which words I wanted to say.
A big change for Hunter, a high-powered hospice nurse who also worked a couple of part-time jobs, went to school, and with her husband, cared for her three children. For someone who also loved to laugh and joke, this was hard.
I had a lot of where I couldn't even formulate a smile. I had no expression. I might feel things on the inside, but it didn't translate to the outside. It literally felt like you were trying to fight your way through fog.
Oncologist and breast cancer specialist Dr. James Abraham is Hunter's doctor. He says about a quarter of breast cancer patients who go through chemotherapy suffer similar problems.
Short-term memory, numbers, attention span, those are the things we usually see impaired by chemotherapy.
So using PET scans to measure blood flow and brain activity, Abraham looked at the brains of 128 breast cancer patients before they started chemotherapy and then 6 months later. After chemo, he found significant decreases in brain activity in regions responsible for memory, attention, planning, and prioritizing.
Chemotherapy causes damage to the normal tissues in addition to killing the cancer cells. And it can cause damage to the bone marrow, the hair cells, the mucosa. And so it's the same way it can potentially cause changes in the brain cells too.
Further research needs to confirm the findings and pinpoint exactly how chemo might cause these changes. Radiologist Max Wintermark is a specialist in brain imaging at the University of Virginia.
Is it a matter that the neurons or the brain cells in some regions of the brain are more sensitive than others? Is it that there are some receptors on the surface of those cells that respond to those chemotherapies?
Do brain changes occur with all types of chemotherapy or just one type? Is it only breast cancer patients or all cancer patients? In the meantime, he says, patients on chemo can benefit from some of the things study participants did. Reminders on sticky notes, lists for groceries.
Something simple like instead of going to the grocery store and trying to remember on the spot what you need to buy for the different meals you are going to prepare, but instead preparing a list, preparing it perhaps with your loved one before you go to the grocery store.
And the good news, says oncologist Abraham, chemo brain is often reversible a year or two after chemotherapy has ended. For Yolanda Hunter, it's been about 9 months.
There are times that I still have to think about what I say before I actually speak it. But for the most part, that has gone away, and I'm able to communicate what I would like to communicate to the person that I'm speaking to.
Hunter says she's still not back to normal. She has to speak slowly and think about what she's saying. This could be, she says, her new normal. But her doctor, James Abraham, is confident that day by day, month by month, her memory and ability to concentrate will improve. Patty Naiman, NPR News.